This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, this is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
G'day and welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Brett Sweeting, filling in for Matt Thompson. 32 states across America have urged the country's Supreme Court to finally decide on whether gay marriage is a constitutional right, as another two statewide bans crumbled in the past week. Since the landmark decision striking down the Defence of Marriage Act in 2013, an almost clean sweep of court decisions have ruled that state bans on gay marriage violate the US Constitution. 19 states allow gay couples to marry, while another 14 more state bans have been thrown out. In a unanimous decision out of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals striking down bans in Indiana and Wisconsin, Judge Richard Posner rubbished the state's arguments, saying they were full of holes and that they couldn't be taken seriously.
My parents hated me, okay? All I ever heard growing up is, why can't you be like your cousin Sheila? Why can't you be like your cousin Sheila? Sheila had died at birth.
The world of comedy lost a legend last week with the death of Joan Rivers, who was farewelled at a private funeral on Sunday. The raspy 81-year-old stopped breathing while undergoing throat surgery and died days later at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. The unrivalled queen of acid tongue comedy, who first appeared on TV in the 1960s, Joan Rivers blazed a trail for women in showbiz. She was also an icon to her gay following. Just 2 weeks ago, she officiated a same-sex wedding in New York City. In an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live last year, Joan told the audience what she wanted her grandson to be when he grew up.
What does your grandson want to do when he grows up? Does he know yet?
Right now, he's 10. He wants to be a football player, but, you know, stupid.
What do you want him to be?
Gay.
You want him to be gay?
I want him to be gay. I want him to be gay. Who else is going to give a damn that I knew Judy Garland? Grandma, tell me all about Judy Garland.
And in an update to a story from last week, the Star Observer has smashed its crowdfunding target, raising more than $103,000 on its Possible campaign, easily surpassing the $75,000 target.
And now taking a quick look at the other big stories around the world this week, New York's St. Patrick's Day parade has ended its ban on gay groups from marching, admitting the gay employee group for the event's TV broadcaster, NBC. The change marks a big shift for the organisers, who previously said the event should not be politicized.
Seven men in Egypt have been arrested after a video showing a gay wedding celebration surfaced online. It's believed authorities have ordered the men be subject to medical examinations and could be charged with debauchery.
And tennis star Martina Navratilova has proposed to her girlfriend at the US Open. The moment was caught on the Jumbotron at the Arthur Ashe Stadium, drawing big cheers from the crowd.
And now with the rest of the week's sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Collingwood footballer Heretia Lumumba may be leaving the club after a string of homophobic issues. Last year, Lumumba took offence to Paul Seedsman's nickname Lezzo, and this time he was upset over a graphic on the club notice board that said, "Hey guys, we're off to Mardi Gras." The Pies suggested they part ways after the defender labelled the club an unsafe workplace, but President Eddie Maguire says there is no bad blood between the two.
There's no hatred, there's no friction or anything else like that. There's different points of view. It's as simple as that.
The AFL has backed marriage equality in response to a July long woman's plea for the league to help her gay son. Sharon Faulkner wrote to CEO Gillon McLachlan as she wanted the AFL to help gay youth struggling with their sexuality. Ms Faulkner has applauded the AFL for their zero tolerance policy on discrimination and hopes AFL club presidents will follow. And Michael Sam has finally found an NFL home at the Dallas Cowboys after he failed to make the Rams practice squad. All 32 teams passed on Sam for their regular roster and were originally labelled homophobic, as at least six clubs could have used his services. After officially signing last Wednesday, Sam tweeted that he's excited to be heading back to his home state to help the Cowboys win another championship.
The players gave this a resounding yes. If Michael Sam can help the team in any way, I'm told the veterans more than signed off on this. Mainly they said, sure, bring it on.
That was NFL AM's Ian Rappaport.
Thanks, Tanya. And that's it for QNN for another week. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Brett Sweeting.
thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter, at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.